Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
We love sustainability, and so does Macy's. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Hi, hi, hi. So I do have some shows coming up. On February 16th, I'm at JFL Just for Laughs in Vancouver. And then on February 23rd through 24th, I'm doing 4 shows at Stand Up Live in Phoenix, Arizona. So come on over. Come on over, baby. Hello, Sashir.
Hello, Nicole.
How are you?
I'm good. I don't think I have any updates. I've been trying to look for more cardio exercise classes because that man insulted me at Victoria Falls and said, don't you do sports, when I was winded from swimming.
You come to the front. You are the weakest swimmer. It's so ingrained in my brain. I'll never forget it. What cardio activities have you found?
I found a dance studio near me, and they had a class that was like, I don't know if it's, it was called Pound, and it was like, you have drumsticks, and then you, like, air drum or something. I don't know if this is like a thing that many studios do, or if just this one studio does. But then I couldn't do it. Oh, because I got COVID. That's what it was. I signed up for it, got COVID, had to cancel. So I still haven't done it yet, but I am intrigued.
You gotta get in it. You gotta fucking do it. Pound those drums. You could just do those videos I do with Daniel.
They do sound so loving and supportive.
I love Daniel. I don't like his wife. She goes too fast, and she doesn't tell me to take a break and sit down if I want. She's like, we're doing it. And Daniel's like, think about why you'd want to do this. Sit down if you want. Watch us. And I like it. But that's cardio, I think.
Yeah, it sounds like it. I think I like leaving my house to work out the same way I like doing work outside of my house, because if I'm home, I can just stop. Like, what's nothing stopping me from just being like, I'm going to put a pause on this and get to doing anything else. I'll just fuck around and do other things.
At the end, there's inspirational music. And Daniel makes a ball with his fist and pumps it up in the air, and it's in slow motion. And you don't get that when you pause. You got a finish.
And that sounds so wonderful, but I don't know if that's enough of an incentive for me to keep going.
I get it. I love affirmations. I think that's why I like pole so much, because everyone's like, you did it. And I'm like, I did it.
Clap for me. I did good.
Yes. And nobody does that in group classes. The ones I've done. I did Zumba and nobody cheered for me at the end.
I Zumba'd real hard and no one cheered.
Not one person cheered. So I was like, this isn't for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, if you don't need the cheering, I guess, yeah, leave your house and go exercise.
Cheering is nice. But yeah, I guess I don't need it. There was
a time where I was doing booty yoga.
Oh, I remember this.
Yeah, it's B-U-T-I. And it was like, it's like a lot of dancing. And sometimes you would like truly hold hands and spin around in a circle with the whole group. And it felt very like, we're a community. We're on this journey together. And then you like never talk to each other again. But it was like, that's very sweet.
Very funny. I love that. I hope they're all spinning around in a circle right now being like, where's the shit?
Yeah, maybe they are a community and I didn't realize I had to keep coming.
Yeah, you have to keep going. That's community. You have to keep showing up for each other.
Yeah, this is true.
I haven't been to a pole class in so long. I just do my little privates.
Yeah.
So I feel a little distanced from the community, but maybe I'll take a class one of these days. Although last time I took a class, it was too hard. And I was like, I can't do this shit. And then she was like, just keep trying. And it was a teacher that I normally don't have. And I was like, okay, help me. Help me keep trying. Give me a different way to get into this. And she was like, don't know.
It's much different than having someone who knows your skill set and has known your body for years.
Mm-hmm.
I can be like, this is what we're working on, as opposed to a general class where they're like, I hope you all can do this.
Mm-hmm. And it was a class where I think half of them had been going at like for like weeks on end or months on end. Mm-hmm. So she's like, we're just picking up where we continued. And I was like, you're picking
that
up something much further than I've ever been.
This is not a continuation for me at all.
Nope.
This is all
this
new.
This is brand fucking new, lady.
Mm-hmm. Y'all.
Still really hard to get upside down. I mean, I can get upside down, but I just can't hold myself there. It's so fucking hard, and everyone makes it look so fucking easy.
Yeah, but there was a stretch of time where you couldn't even get upside down. Like, what a gift to have a new problem of like, okay, I can get upside down. I just can't hold it for that long. But the journey of getting upside down has been conquered.
Thank you. That's nice.
Yeah.
That journey has been conquered. And now I'm on a new journey, which is holding my fat little body upside down on a thin, thin little pole.
But it's possible.
It is. I've seen it on Instagram. Other fatties can do it. So I think I can.
Yes, I believe.
I just have a hard time getting my little knee or the back of my knee where it needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
The other day I was trying to do like a layback where you have the pole between your legs and then you just lay back and those thighs squeeze the pole. Mm-hmm. And I did it for a hot second and then I got excited and I fell. Not hard. I have a little pad.
Oh, good.
So
okay.
when I fall, it's just like onto fluff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Meow.
Yeah. Meow.
Yeah. Love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. From big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms, or choose from Pandora's sparkling selection of timeless designs, perfect for making an eye-catching statement. With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelet, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, and wear it, and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs, or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Pandora Jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora. Be love. I don't wear makeup often, but when I do, I want to make sure I can use products that work for my skin and look good for my skin color. And so that's why I like Thrive Cosmetics.
Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Their Brilliant Eye Brightener can be used as highlighter-eyeshadow combo that makes your eye look effortless. It comes in 16 buildable shades to choose from and play with. Their easy-to-use Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look. It holds like wax and blends like a powder. I love the waterproof eyebrow liner because most of the time I just do my eyebrows and walk out the door. I like having a nice little like finished look. It looks like I tried, but I really didn't. I don't need multiple things. I don't need a brush and then a separate liner and then a separate color and blah, blah, blah. It's all one thing and it's great. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/bestfriends. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/bestfriends for 10% off your first order. Why not grocery shop from the comfort of your couch? With Thrive Market, the no junk food healthy grocery store, you can. Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. Whether you're looking for organic kids' snacks, low sugar alternatives, or gluten-free pantry essentials, they restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories. Use their on-site filters to curate your own shopping experience to make simpler, healthier swaps. Thrive Market is great for my lifestyle right now because I don't like leaving my house. I love things being delivered to me. I love when it's specific for the things that I need, especially my dietary restrictions. I love snacking on chips, and I'm so glad that they have grain-free tortilla chips because they're gluten-free and they're healthy and good for you. Non-GMO, grain-free, it's perfect for what I need. Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/bestfriends for 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/bestfriends. thrivemarket.com/bestfriends.
Should we do a quiz?
Did
you have nothing to update me with?
I mean, honestly, I don't. The next thing I'm going to say is not exciting.
What is it?
I've been like making my own breakfast. I bought spinach, eggs, smoked salmon. I still had hummus in my fridge. And I like put it together, made a little like little breakfast bowl. And it was tasty.
I love this news for you. I've been making my breakfast.
That's why I didn't want to get into it because it isn't really an update.
But I made that my is own what's breakfast happening. Now. Eggs, salmon, spinach, and I put it in a bowl. You're assembling. You're not making a breakfast.
Ah! I made those eggs. I fried those eggs all my damn self.
All right. You want to know something I learned?
Yes.
Breakfast is not the most important meal of the day. It is something Kellogg's has big cereal.
Oh.
Big cereal said breakfast is the most important meal of the day. Don't you want a bowl of Kellogg's? No, I don't.
Wow.
No, I don't.
Wow.
And for years, people are like, Nicole, you gotta eat breakfast. I am not hungry until the mid-afternoon, sometimes nightfall.
Yeah.
And I don't want it. Food sometimes slows me down. But then I do know that like during the day, your metabolism does work better. So like the earlier you eat, it is technically better. But breakfast is not the most important meal of the day.
Is there a most important meal or just like, the meals are just eat. Just eat food.
I think it's just eat food when you're hungry. Let's see. For some skipping breakfast can be detrimental to their day, especially for kids, but others may feel better fasting until lunch. Experts agree while breakfast provides benefits, one meal isn't more important than the other.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Big
Milk was like, you need this for your bones. You better suck on a cow's udder all day every day. It's the only
way to get calcium.
I I've learned that like a smoothie or like a protein shake or like juice in the morning is best for me.
Okay.
But breakfast foods aren't served in the afternoon. So sometimes I'll eat breakfast even though I'm not hungry because I want breakfast food.
Yeah. But if you go to like a diner type place, they definitely have breakfast food later in the day.
And what diner in LA am I going to?
Millie's.
They don't have alcohol.
Oh, I see. So I guess it's not actually about the breakfast food.
I want a mimosa with my eggs, please. Give me a mimosa. When we were in Africa, we had a mimosa served to us by a woman who said, "Would anyone like a mimosa?" A mimosa is a drink that is champagne, but mostly orange juice. And the way Sashir looked at her was my favorite way she's ever looked at a human being. She was like, "You're trying to tell me what a mimosa? I know what a mimosa is. Course, give me my mimosa."
But she also felt like she just got to Earth. Like she had never experienced humans. There are many things she did where I was like, "Why are you telling us this?"
A mimosa is a beverage that consists mostly of orange juice and a little bit of champagne.
Oh.
And I was like, "That's how you make them." My mimosa is mostly champagne with a splash of orange juice. Okay, I'm celebrating the morning happening.
She got up today, so we have to celebrate.
But I'm just like, why doesn't breakfast run into lunch? Why is it only on the weekends where you can get brunch until the afternoon? I think we've had this conversation before, but it's really pressing on my heart.
I mean, yeah, there shouldn't be rules. Like, why can't breakfast food just be food that you can have at any point?
Yeah. Like, I feel like in other countries, they have noodles and stuff for breakfast. So if they have noodles for breakfast, which is like all day food, why can't breakfast be an all day food? Yeah. How do I start a revolution?
Sometimes my first meal of the day is like pizza or something because I, you know, it's past breakfast time. And now I'm eating. Now I've moved on to lunch foods. But like, if there's no rules there, it's not like you can't have pizza until 5 p.m. or like you can't have steak until 6:30. You can have that whenever you want.
Whenever
same thing
you
should
want.
Be with for eggs.
I agree. My favorite time growing up was when my mom would go, "Who wants breakfast for dinner?"
Aww.
And I'd be like, "Me! Put that fucking egg o' waffle in the toaster! Yes! Eggs!" I was so excited. I loved it.
That's fun.
Oh, wow. Good times.
Okay, now should we take a quiz?
Yeah, we've talked about breakfast enough. So proud of you for your salmon concoction.
Thank you. I'm proud.
Ooh, make some pasta to reveal your best personality trait. That looks good.
I like that. Your best personality trait. Great.
Yeah, I wonder what my best personality trait is. BuzzFeed's gonna tell me.
You'll find out. First, pick a type of pasta.
All right, we got spaghetti.
Linguine.
We got the macaroni.
Fusilli.
A penne.
Farfalle?
Farfalle. Gnocchi.
Rigatoni.
I remember the first time I saw gnocchi on the menu, I was like, "What is a ganache?"
No.
And everyone ha ha he heed at me. And I was like, "Well, how do you learn unless you ask questions? We don't have to laugh at me."
That's true. You've never seen it before.
I hadn't. Never in my whole entire life. But now I know it's gnocchi.
I do love a traditional spaghetti.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I do like linguine, but I also like macaroni. But I think I'm going to go with penne.
Oh.
Wait, no. I'm going to go with rigatoni. I love those big barrel of a nude.
Yeah. Big old nudes.
Mm-hmm. I love pasta. It's so good.
That video you sent me was so nasty of that woman putting hot dogs. She sent me a video of a woman putting hot dogs in. Was it rigatoni or was it like a big old tube?
It was like a cannoli tube or something. Yeah. I can't remember the name of it, but it was like a big rigatoni.
And then put chili on top of that.
Uh-huh.
And cheese and onions and then ketchup.
Uh-huh.
And probably other stuff.
And mustard. Baked
it. Oh, and mustard. And then baked it.
With more cheese on top.
And then like, have a slice and then eat it. And I was like, this is mostly hot dogs. And I love hot dogs. But that looked really upsetting.
Disgusting.
It looked so disgusting.
There is like a trend of white people on like TikTok and Instagram putting all of these things in one pan.
Yeah.
And then like cooking it and then being like, oh, this is so good. And I'm like, that doesn't look good at all. This looks nasty.
But I wonder, are some of these people trolling us? Because sometimes they're so extreme where I'm like, there's no way you thought this was so good that you had to demonstrate it for the world. Or are you trying to create a nasty looking thing so that it goes viral? Because everyone's like, ew, look at that.
I think it might be the latter. I think people are trying to go viral, baby.
Yeah. And they're like, ew, she put a shoe in it. she cooked pasta in a shoe. Disgusting.
I would love to see someone cook pasta in a shoe. I would love to see that. Because what shoe's not going to burn right up?
Maybe they just like serve it in a shoe.
Maybe. Speaking of shoes, I just bought some purple boots and they came in. They're stunning and I can't wait to stomp around in them.
I can't wait for you to stomp around in them.
Yeah. Pick a pasta sauce.
Bolognese.
Carbonara.
Pesto.
Marinara.
Alfredo.
Uh-oh. Aglio di olio.
I also don't know how to pronounce it. Aglio e olio? Aglio e
olio? Aglio e olio.
That's a fun name.
I've never had it.
I've never had it, never seen it.
Yeah, what's aglio e olio?
Aglio.
Aglio. Olio.
Olio.
spaghetti with garlic and olive oil. That looks tasty. Okay.
It does look tasty. Great.
Oh, now we know.
Vodka sauce.
Cacio e pepe.
I love cacio e pepe.
Same. But I also love bolognese.
Same.
And I do love a pesto.
Mm-hmm.
And I do love a carbonara.
Oh, ooh, this is hard. Okay. I'm going to say carbonara.
Okay. I'm going to say cacio e pepe.
I'm sure we've talked about this on the show, but remember when we tried to make carbonara in my apartment when I was living with Mateo?
And I just scrambled some eggs.
Yes, just you're like, I know an egg is involved. And so you just plopped an egg in there. And it really was just scrambled eggs with pasta. Which, again, if there wasn't such a bias on eggs later than breakfast, it would have been a fine dish to have at midnight.
It would have been great. Have you ever had breakfast pasta?
I don't think so.
Okay. There's this place called Hugo's that I really like. And I once took a friend and they didn't like it. But it's like noodles, scrambled eggs, this lovely buttery sauce. Bacon, some green stuff. It's so good.
I mean, that sounds great. I want to try. I'll go.
Okay, I'll take you. Thank you.
Yes. Choose a topping.
Nothing.
Cheese.
Tomatoes.
Yeah, on pasta.
Well, I mean, am I choosing a topping for my for my cacio e pepe or just in general?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know if we have to be beholden to a dish. I don't know if we're creating a dish. I think it's just like what you like out of these things. Oh, I guess this is your pasta order. So far I picked spaghetti and carbonara. Okay.
Yeah, spaghetti carbonara, and I have picked rigatoni cacio e pepe, which is a thing.
That's a thing. And then now we need a topping.
Okay.
So I guess, yeah, do you want tomatoes on your cacio e pepe?
Yeah. No.
Or meatballs.
Or mushrooms.
Basil.
I do like basil. Spinach.
Rosemary.
Well, this sucks because I would love to have a meatball, but I don't want it on my cacio e pepe.
Yeah.
I guess I'm going to say some cheese. I'd like a little cheese on top.
Maybe.
Remember
I'll
in Italy, I got yelled at for asking for Parmesan cheese?
Yes. And then we brought it up to someone from Italy when we were traveling in South Africa. And you were like, this happened. I asked for Parmesan cheese and they wouldn't give it to me. And he's like, well, what dish did you have? And you're like, carbonara. And he goes, oh, no.
That's not what you do. All right. Great.
And he suggested a different cheese, but I can't remember what it was.
Pecorino.
Yeah.
Which is a little bit more pungent, a little funkier, but I like pecorino.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it's sharper. I don't know. But I'm putting some cheese on top.
I'm putting basil.
Ooh, yes, Diva, some basil.
Yes.
Now, select a side.
Nothing.
Salad.
Soup.
Fries.
Bruschetta.
Potato wedges.
Coleslaw.
Well, this is interesting. Falafel.
Okay.
I'm going with bruschetta.
Okay.
Oh my God. Have you ever been to Bowery Bungalow?
Uh huh. Yeah.
They have a bruschetta that's really good.
Mmm. Okay.
It's so good.
What do I want?
You gonna get some coleslaw?
Oh no, I hate coleslaw.
It's nasty. I don't like coleslaw at all.
No, I don't like the texture. I just don't.
It's sick.
Don't want anything to do with it.
No.
Maybe I'll have potato wedges, which seems strange.
Okay. Yeah.
But I like potato wedges.
I'm a French fry girl. I'm not here for potato wedges. I said that very strangely.
Potato wedges. And finally, wash it all down with a drink.
Nothing.
Water.
Wine.
Lemonade.
Cocktail.
Juice.
Coffee.
Soda.
But foreign soda.
These are foreign sodas.
Interesting. I'm gonna have some wine with my pasta.
I like a lemonade. Maybe I have a lemonade.
You do love lemonade.
I do.
This is Sashir's.
Wow. Okay, to remind you, we're ordering a pasta dish. To reveal our absolute best quality. Mine is intelligence. You have a big brain and a passion for knowledge. You know more about most things than many people, but you never use your intellect to make anyone feel less than you. You're going to do big things one day. Wow.
One day, Sashir, you'll do big things. Mine's humor.
Ooh.
You're the kind of person who always knows how to lighten the mood. You love to crack jokes and make people laugh. That's why everyone always feels happier when you enter a room. Wow.
Wow. BuzzFeed really knows us.
They really do. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, we did it.
We ordered
pasta and figured out what our best personality traits are. We couldn't have done it without you, BuzzFeed. Thank you, BuzzFeed.
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your own body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now, politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that will block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. That's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctor. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future.
Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Should we answer questions now?
Hell yeah. Let's fucking get it.
Oh boy.
Wait, first I want to tell you that boy, yes. Luke Foods, that I like, who reviews foods. He reviewed I guess Subway has a foot-long cookie now. So he bought two of them, put ice cream in the middle. Oh, I really liked it. I liked it so much.
Or you can describe it for people who haven't seen it.
Oh, so he got 2-foot-long chocolate chip cookies and he put ice cream in between and then he tasted it and he was like, oh man, this is great. He was like, I give it 7 out of 10. And then he was like, when I came here last time, the cookie was dry. And I don't know why I'm telling you this. I just like him so much.
I also like him because he's very genuine and honest. He's not trying to like... Mm-hmm. sugarcoat anything or no. Like he's just like, this is how I actually feel about this. And he's the everyman. I like it.
He is the everyman, and I hope he doesn't get too popular and gets I don't want him to get too far away from who he is.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Stay true to yourself,
Luke. It's like Foods. Yeah, Luke Foods, stay true to you. But it's like when your favorite small ice cream chain expands too fast and then they have to close.
Yes, it's a very common occurrence for people.
I know. I just don't want him to get too far away. Don't stray from the path, Luke Foods.
Yes.
Okay. Now we can answer queries.
Okay. Hi, Nicole and Sashir. I love your podcast so much. Wednesday mornings at my job are annoying, but listening to your podcast makes it better. Aw, you're both so funny and so smart. And BuzzFeed agrees.
Yes.
Anyway, I have a question about if I should approach an old friend I haven't spoken to in 10-ish years. We were best friends in high school, and we remained friends into our mid-20s. We drifted apart and stopped talking. There wasn't a confrontation or anything like that. We were just in different places and lived very different lives at the time. In high school, we were super close. We spent all of our time together and got along so well. We had similar tastes in music, which was important to us. We could always have fun together, and we made each other laugh all the time. It was great. And I'm glad I had that kind of friendship at that time in my life. She's an amazing friend.
I've been on a mental health journey the past 2 years. I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder and OCD last year. Through therapy, I learned that a lot of my symptoms started when I was a teenager, but I didn't know what they were at the time. I was very depressed and had bad anxiety. I didn't know how to handle it or ask for help. It made me behave poorly sometimes. I don't want to use my disorders as excuses, but some of the ways I acted were because of my different symptoms I had at the time. My friends always did her best to make me happy, and looking back, I realized I took advantage of that. I did other things that were shitty, but I don't want to make this email too long. I feel very bad about the way I acted and the things that I did. I want to reach out to her and apologize, but part of me thinks it's a bad idea. I don't want to pop up out of nowhere and interrupt her life with some big apology. I want to apologize to her because I know it doesn't feel good to be taken advantage of.
I don't want to come off as selfish by apologizing, and I don't want to make excuses for bad behavior. I have no idea what her life is like right now, and I doubt she's still upset about things that happened when we were young. So what do you think? Should I reach out or should I leave her alone? How should I approach it if I do reach out?
I don't think reaching out with an apology, since it was just a relationship that fizzled out and it was just like you grew apart, I don't think reaching out for an apology is quite necessary. I think if you want to rekindle the friendship, I think it's like rekindle the friendship on those pretenses. And once you're like close again, be like, hey, you know, then you can bring it up and be like, hey, I was just, you know, reminiscing and thinking about when we were younger. And I just want to say that, like, I don't not acknowledge that I behaved poorly sometimes. I'm sorry. I'm on a mental health journey. And some of those things were because I was having symptoms of X, Y, and Z. Because I think people forget that, like, people aren't thinking about them sometimes. Like, most of the time, people aren't thinking about you. You're the main character in your story. They're the main character in their story. If they did harbor feelings, it's been years. They probably don't think of it anymore. So to reach out with this big apology is like, wait, what? I wasn't even thinking of you. Like, I think it would come off as strange.
Yeah, or overwhelming. It could just be too much information too soon. Not that it's not a thing you can talk about. You could talk about it eventually. But, like, I think start the friendship again. And then if it gets to that point, you can, like, talk about the old times and what you wish you would have done or could have done. But also, maybe you can just, like, say how grateful you are for her friendship. Like, as opposed to, like, I'm sorry for what I did. It could be like, thank you so much for being such an amazing friend for me in a time where I really needed it. And I feel like if it sounds like you guys were really good friends. And so I would hope that her impression of you is as a person who was also her really good friend. So I think if you reach out, she'll be happy to respond and hopefully open to having some sort of relationship again. Especially, like, I kind of like it. I like when people from the past come up. If I liked them, it's like, oh yeah, like there was a time where we saw each other all the time, or like we just, like, there was a moment where our worlds interacted all the time. And for whatever reason, because of life or with where we live or whatever, we're not in that space anymore. But it's nice when someone's like, hey, I was thinking about you, or like, you crossed my mind, or I just miss you. And that feels good. Even if you don't have the capacity to, like, be in contact as much as you used to, it still feels nice to be like, oh, you thought about me, or like, you remembered how much I meant to you. That's really cool. And hopefully it'll be reciprocated where she also misses you and also valued the friendship that you had and hopefully wants to create a new version of that today.
I like that, because it's I don't want anyone reaching out to me with negative things.
Yeah,
I would love for someone to be like, hey, you were a really great friend to me in our early 20s, and I'll never forget when you X, Y, and Z'd. I just was thinking about you. I'm dropping you a line. I'd be like, oh my God, I was great. I was good. We should do dinner.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Because, yeah, if it comes off as an apology of like, sorry, I was such an asshole, then you're like, oh, wait a minute. She was an asshole.
She was shitty. I don't like her. That's stinky, bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Keep it positive.
Yeah. And I hope it, I think you'll be surprised at how well it will be received.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Solved.
Hi, Nicole. Hi, Sashir. I love listening to your show with my best friend, and I'm so excited to get your advice. So I'm having some drama with a different long-term best friend of mine. Me and her husband and my partner all went to school together and spent a lot of time together when we were students. But about a year and a half ago, I broke up with that partner of over 10 years. I felt like it came to a lot of people outside of us as kind of a shock, and it's been hard for my friend to come to terms with it. Since my breakup, I've started seeing someone new, and it's beginning to feel pretty serious. It's been almost a year, and we're starting to talk about moving in together, but I can tell my friend doesn't like him and doesn't like our relationship. But I mentioned something about spending time with him. She won't acknowledge it or keep the conversation going at all. Like, she'll literally change the subject. But she talks about her husband frequently, so it's not like she's one of those people who doesn't talk about partners. To be honest, I actually don't like her husband or their dynamic. That said, I feel like I've come to terms with it. I recognize that she's in her life. So I do make sure to do my best to ask about him and spend quality time together with the two of them when I visit her. I guess to me, it feels like her attitude towards my new relationship is really creating distance between us. That said, I wonder if it's also like somehow a reflection of the fact that I don't like her partner. I'm not sure how to talk to her about it, or if I even should, or if I should just try to let it go. The truth is, she's going to have a baby pretty soon, and I feel like our long friendship might just be on its way out. But that honestly makes me sad, and I'd love your advice. Thanks.
Wait, so this, she does not like her friend's partner. Her friend hasn't quite accepted that she is in a new relationship with a new partner.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I wonder if this person has suggested double dates. Because that could be a way for, I don't know, a group. If a reason their friend is not responding when asked, do you want to hang out with me and my partner? Is because maybe they don't want to get to know a new person, or maybe they do have feelings about like the breakup. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
But maybe having their partner there might make them more comfortable. So maybe suggesting, hey, let's have a double date, which it's possible this person didn't ask for a double date because they don't like their friend's partner. Mm-hmm. But it's not really fair to expect your friend to accept your new partner if you just don't like that person. Like you can, mm-hmm. No one has to get along. You can just be accepting. Like, no, you don't have to like your friend's partner, but they're going to be around. And it sounds like they're having a kid. So this person is going to be around. Like, they're in it. Unless some, you know, life changes, something could happen. They might not be around after a few years, but as of now, they're here. So even if you don't like them, that's their partner. And yeah, you should just like, I don't know, exist around them. It should be, you should be able to exist around them because it's easier for your friend and vice versa. Like, ideally, your friend can exist around your new person and it might take time because they don't know them yet. But maybe you can like meet your friend halfway and be like, I'll have my partner join us, like join our friend group or join you and your husband or something. So it doesn't feel like an intentional, like, I need you to meet my partner so you can be okay with this new situation I'm in, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. I guess I just don't understand, and maybe this is a person who's never been in a relationship. Like, I don't understand why your partner has to come at all. I don't understand why anybody's partner has to come. Like, if you're friends with this girl or this person, why can't the two of you just hang out sans partners? Like, okay, so she meets your partner, they know they exist. Maybe you go on a double date every now and again, but like, I just don't understand why you can't just hang out with your friend. Like, I don't know why the partners are even a problem.
I mean, it isn't, I don't know. I guess you didn't explain if they are not hanging out at all or if they are hanging out just without partners. But maybe she would feel like, I don't know, like her friends are more accepting of her new partner if they get to know her or get to hang out with this person. Or hang out with their partner. I don't know. I guess it's not completely necessary, but it is like nice. It is nice to be like, this part of my life gets to be seen by other people in my life. Like, I get to share all sides of my life, not just like mm-hmm. the chill, like fun girlfriend vibes. Also, you get to know my romantic life. And like, when I tell stories about this person, you know who I'm talking about because you met them and you know them. So it's not like, I don't think there's a requirement to like be besties with your partner, but I think it is nice to be like, I enjoy spending time with this person and I enjoy spending time with you. Wouldn't it be nice if we could all hang out together and coexist with each other?
Mm-hmm. I guess I just feel like it can happen or like more organically, where it's like you hang out with your friend because that's your friend. And then every couple months you're like, let's do a double date or something where partners are involved. Yeah. I think it could just happen organically. Like, you were with the other person, or our caller was with the other person for 10 years. So it's like, yeah, your friends were closer to that person because they had 10 years to get to know them. And maybe mm-hmm. it didn't happen that first year. Maybe it happened in year two. Maybe it happened in year three. Like, you just aren't cognizant of it because it was 10 years and you arrived at my friends like my partner. And it might mm-hmm. not even be that they don't like your new partner. It might just be like, oh, we're just taking our time to get to know them. Because they're not friends with their partner, they're friends with you. Mm-hmm. So I guess for me, I think it's like, just let it happen organically. Like, and then also you don't like your friend's partner. So
it is very funny. It's a funny detail to add when it's like, I want my friends to like my new partner, but I don't like hers. Yeah.
And then I'm like, is your friend neutral? And you're interpreting neutral as you don't like this new partner because you're projecting mm-hmm. the fact that you don't like their partner, but it's actually just a neutral thing where they're like, meh, give her whatever.
Yeah.
I've been busy. I'm preparing for a baby. And you're taking it in as, oh, you don't like my partner because you actually don't like theirs.
Yeah. That's a good read. It could also be like an insecurity about how people view this new relationship, because it sounds like the caller was also like, people like were probably surprised that she broke up with her partner of 10 years
mm-hmm.
and now has a new person. So maybe there's like a like fear of like, they think I'm like just making erratic choices and mm-hmm. like and I'm changing my life too quickly, or you know, who knows what. But like, yeah, so maybe the neutral, like not like being overly accepting feels like a rejection or feels mm-hmm. like a judgment or something. Yeah, I wonder.
Yeah. I think I need more information.
Mm-hmm.
Like, has friend been aggressively rude or like aggressively, I'm not hanging out with you? Like, I would like to know more.
It sounds like what the caller did say was friend wouldn't respond when they ask, do you want to hang out with me and my partner or something like that? Or do you mm-hmm. like, or whatever. And like, yeah, I agree that it can happen naturally, but I also am like, it won't if you don't hang out with the person. Like, it won't, mm-hmm. and it won't happen naturally if you actually are never in the same place.
You're right. Yes. But also, I don't know. Like, when I'm hanging out with my friends, I would rather hang out with my friends. And mm-hmm. if it's like a partner thing where everyone's bringing their partners, then that's a different thing. That's not mm-hmm. a friend hang. So maybe your friend is like wanting more friend hangs.
Yeah, you could ask. Be like, hey, I want you to get to know my partner, but also I want to maintain what we have mm-hmm. too. Is there a way that feels good to you where I can have you get to know my partner, but it doesn't feel like we are no longer getting solo mm-hmm. hangs or something.
Yeah. Honestly, yeah, I think we don't ask enough questions to people we're having issues with.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, maybe it's worth like, hey, can we just hang out one-on-one? And then when you're hanging out one-on-one, oh, maybe that's a trick to be like, hey, why don't you want to hang out with my partner? But maybe just being like, oh, I just want to make sure that we're okay. And if this friend is like, yeah, we are okay, then maybe mm-hmm. it's like, I don't know. That's a tough one.
I like that. Because also, it doesn't have to be confrontational. It could just be like, it could even be a request. Like, I would like for you to get to know my partner. Is there a way that can happen? And then see what they say. But it's also possible, I guess we don't know what your communication mm-hmm. style has been. It's possible maybe the last few texts have been, will you hang out with me and my partner? And maybe that's why she's not responding. Like, maybe she's mm-hmm. like, oh, you never want to hang out with just me again? Or like, it feels like this is all like just about you and your partner. Well, that sucks. And maybe mm-hmm. she's bummed. You know, we don't actually know. That's a lot of projection. But like, yeah, maybe put the emphasis back on your relationship with your mm-hmm. friend and then see if there's a way that you can bring in your partner that feels comfortable to everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll feel different once I have a partner, but I'm very much like, leave your partner at home. Just leave your partner. What's the big deal? Like, leave him at home.
I think it's also like a bummer for the partner if they feel like they are not part of your life. If there's like a whole part of your life they're just not a part of.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I think I would make sure that the relationship between you guys is solid before being like, please get to know my partner. I think that's what I'm bumping up against. Where I'm like, mm-hmm. but you don't even know if your relationship is good. If she's not answering you, maybe something's going on.
For sure. Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, because also like this caller has been through a lot of transition and maybe mm-hmm. some things fell by the wayside during it and mm-hmm. they're not aware. Oh, I actually haven't been doing like all my good friendship tasks, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Let us know. Give us an update.
Solved?
If you want us to half solve a problem, you can email us at NicoleandSashir@gmail.com or call at 424-645-7003.
We also have merch at podswag.com/bestfriends.
We also have transcripts for our new episodes. Check them out on our show page at earwolf.com.
Lastly, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. That is the easiest way to support this show.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.